And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
This episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios right here in Northwest Pennsylvania. Broadcast live every weeknight. That's Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here in the Global Star Radio Network. Also on BTR, Blog Talk Radio, and of course YouTube Live. We're simulcast on all three platforms. Don't forget we've got two separate websites, HagmanandHagman.com. That's where you can watch the show and pick your venue. And of course HagmanReport.com. That's for news, information, analysis, show prep, everything you need at HagmanReport.com. Excuse me. Don't forget, folks, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Again, that raises our visibility, also insulates us a little bit, and it does a lot of things. So we'd appreciate it while you're there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Two videos up today. I did go ahead and take a look. One's only like 4 minutes, and the other is about 8 minutes on our channels. So, I'm Doug Hagman with my son, fellow investigative researcher Joe Hagman. Together, we're the Hagman and Hagman Report. Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you. Let's, a lot of stuff, a lot of news going on. Great program tonight we've got lined up for you, for everyone.
Yes, we do. It's great to be here. And in the hour number one on this Monday edition, we have Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, as well as Ross Powell, survival401k.com. They are standing by, and I'm going to bring them on momentarily. Just want to bring up one quick headline, just for people who might be unaware or those who have been paying attention, keep your eye on the situation in California. Hopefully, I'm not sure that they will die down and get fixed. There are a number of storms that are scheduled or looking like they're going to hit California in the affected area where this dam has been breached in the next few days that could create a massive, problem for millions of people in California. So prayers to go out to those people in the affected areas. But everybody keep your eye on this because I think it will get worse before it gets better. But I do hope I'm wrong.
And you know what, Joe, I think real quick, I just think, and so we had to ask Steve about this too. I think that this kind of gives a reason to have like a secondary location, a bug out location. Just saying, you know, really some place to go to.
I mean, if this goes bad, those people who do live in the you know, ground zero, they might never be able to go back.
More than 100,000 people were told to evacuate from the area.
Yeah, 200.
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
And they say the worst to come, 1 million in the affected area zone if the dam does break fully. The city of Sacramento, with over 1 million people, are at risk of being flooded out and washed away. And as I said, storms are predicted to come. So, and even in California, they're saying that for 12 years now, officials have ignored warnings. Residents are angry and panicked, and the dam is expected to fail. So, something big to keep our eyes on. With that, Steve, it's great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Joe, and thank you, Doug. And Ross will be on tonight. You're going to have Ross Powell unchained. You're going to have me chained because, Doug, there's so much going on it seems like every hour, it's no longer every day, it's every hour, something new and something very, very dangerous is happening. And for the record, people of the world who listen to this broadcast tonight on, what is it, the 13th of February, yeah. This is full-scale weather war underway. Remember this, the whole plan, if you don't believe that, go look up we own the Weather 2025, the Air Force study, but what's happening now is it's all coming at once. This is not just a single or individual circumstance, i.e. the floods in California, i.e. the snowpack, i.e. all of the earthquakes in Turkey, i.e. all of the earthquakes simultaneously erupting all over the world, spewing voluminous amounts of ash in the upper atmosphere that's going to affect the growing season, just like it did in, 1815, 1816, when Tambora went off. And tonight, Ross and I are going to cover as much ground as we can in the brief amount of time that we have. We're on for an hour, and may God help us to redeem this time. And the thing that I think everybody has to understand, watching what's going on in Oroville, whenever you watch someplace else going under this type of severe threat and displacement and the upheaval in people's lives, and we watched it in the Branson, the Tennessee, Dollywood, that whole area in Gatlinburg, as long as it doesn't touch us, we can feel sorry for people. That's not what our attitude is to be. Our attitude is to be prayerfully, and I would say this, believing in faith, interjecting our hearts for our countrymen. And as Ross and I go on the air tonight, we are under a full-scale internal communist plot. The former entity in the slaughterhouse is commanding 32,000 internal terrorists to confront the new president-elect. Donald Trump is surrounded by enemies. He's surrounded by even stealth appointees of the Obama administration that do not stand out like a sore thumb. The people that he trusts the most, a lot of people have said, don't go with this guy, don't go with this guy, don't go with this guy or that lady. The thing is, we need to pray. As I said, that God is using Donald Trump as a prosecuting attorney. And I've been read over the Riot Act, you know, by my standpoint, and I won't back down. For those of you that think that God is not capable of turning the hearts of the kings or the President of the United States, think again. God responded. But, Doug, we won that battle, but now the war is on. And never in the history of the United States has there been so much treason within the branches of the military, the intelligence, the political, and the Senate, and the Congress. So we are in a slaughterhouse stockyard pile of dung hitting every fan, and the dung pile being hit by 1,000-mile-per-hour winds, spreading it to the four corners of the earth. And people had better purpose in their heart tonight that the last thing they want to do is become a victim, when they can be a victor if they'll act. And the last thing they want to do is be a refugee. Again, I'm getting inundated as we're on the radio tonight, Doug and Ross and Joe, with people saying, well, my kids live in Oroville or whatever. What should I do? Well, the thing that I can only share with you is at this point, pray and believe. I even have one guy whose wife just sent me an email stating that the woman gets what's going on, very bright, one of my listeners, and she's trying to tell her husband that, hey, the coast is getting really tough. I think they live inland California, and he wants to move to the beach. Do we be with his kids? So, brother, I'm telling you this. That's why I asked Ross. I said, Ross, I'm turning over to him right now. This is your night to be unchained, because, listen, we are undergoing a full-scale internal communist assault. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'll let Ross explain to you in no uncertain terms what the left is doing to prepare while everybody kind of sits dumbfoundedly as deer in a million headlights coming their way. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks, Doug and Joe, for having me on. Yeah, it's a busy time, and as you were speaking, Steve, maybe think about the birth pangs are getting closer and closer. I think things are happening at a more rapid pace, and it's not just because we have more news. They're just more things that are happening. And what I think the key thing I want to touch on is we have a former president who is borderline committing sedition and treason. And the reason I say that is he's 2 miles from the White House, bunkered up, and he's building a house with a six-foot wall around it. He's got, as you mentioned, 32,000 professional agitators. He's bulwarked with $40 million from Soros and the other other leftists like that.
Ross, I don't mean to interrupt you, man. I just have to say this because I put up a video, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I did put up a video about this. 32,525 foot soldiers, 250 offices across the United States. This organization, or Organizing for America, began in 2009, evolved twice. It's now Organizing for America as it stands today. And you're exactly right. Both of you and Steve are exactly right. The threat is there, and they're commanding, they're leading from behind covertly to throw the Trump administration into total chaos. I just had and for people can go to our YouTube channel, and it's all there. The evidence is there. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, sure. Great. I mean, thanks for the more facts. That even holds our story even stronger is the fact that you have nobody in history, a president other than George Washington, led a revolution against against another foreign power. But Obama sees the United States as a foreign power. And he's leading a communist brigade against our own country. And you see this, and you're like, how can this happen? Am I in Twilight Zone? We have a president that's an ex-president that is saying, go on with your protests, and he pays agitators and has all this money, the $40 million to in his wheelhouse to deal with it, and a lot of people are doing it for free. So you have 32,000 useful idiots along with all of their stuff against that are following them. The thing that's even more concerning just to that, because we know who the enemy is, but you also have preparations going on behind the scenes with the rank and file left, the usual people that are upset about whatever Trump does or their Hillary supporters. But now they're creating fight clubs for leftists to learn how to beat up Republicans. So before they would talk and say we need to be tolerant, now they're finding ways to teach people how to fight and beat them up so that they get into a fight at a demonstration. They're teaching them how to fight. The left is also still having their own prepper movement. Our prepping movement is completely asleep. When we thought Hillary was going to win, it was arses and elbows, and everybody was getting all their preps done, and suddenly Trump wins, and somehow it's some panacea that he's going to solve all the problems that existed before the election are still there, and including something, well, we just collected the most tax ever in our history of the United States, and we still have a large deficit. So we're collecting more and more tax, going into deeper and deeper debt, so nothing's changed. And you have leftists learning how to shoot, but you're getting their food, getting their bug out locations, banding together in communities so that they can continue this fight long term, because they will never stop. And you're listening on it, they will never stop. You can arrest the professional agitators, but once you get millions of people involved, they're not going to stop until they get their way. They don't follow the rules. The ends justify the means, and sometimes the means justify the means. So they are just getting, the only way to stop them is to stop their ability to resist, stop their ability to doing what they're doing, and most times in legal ways you can do it, but our people need to stand up, get their preparations going, and wake up again, because this is a war, as Steve is saying, we're at war for our lifestyle, for our culture. I'm just waiting for the next shot at Fort Sumter, and it could be all over the country, but it's just, we're right below the surface. And I ask your audience to be self-reflective tonight, before I get into even more facts, is to look around, and does everything feel right to you? Do you think everything is moving in the right direction with Trump as president? Can you talk about supporting Trump as the president in open conversations around the watering hole at your office or in the grocery store? Do you feel self-conscious about talking about it? Are you afraid you're going to offend your family still? So the election's been over 3 months, and there's still everybody's, the war is going on, and it's deepening. So these kind of things, and that's just one aspect of it. That's just the social piece of this, the political realm. And you have people inside the Congress who said, we're going to repeal Obamacare, and now all over the headlines on the mainstream media, oh, the Republicans are in disarray. But the state houses are getting their ducks in a row. So Washington is still dysfunctional. You have establishment people still trying to run the show. You have other people fighting against that. So it's two steps forward, one step backwards, so maybe one step forward, two steps back given any given day. And so it's a constant barrage against our president and our lifestyle. But that's just the social political realm. And I don't want to go on and on. Let's see if you guys jump in. But let's just talk about the economics of everything that's going on. Nothing's changed. We still have $20 trillion worth of debt and growing. The market blew off the top again today, another 100 and something points. We're 20,460. Soon we'll be at 21,000. And so I started looking at P&E ratios, which is price to earning ratio. Nobody knows anything about the stock market, but your stock price is based on your earnings, and historically you've been in the 9 to 15 range. The S&P, which is a broader index than, say, the Dow, it's much more broad across a bunch of different industries. In the heyday of 2008, when the crash happened, the P.E. ratio was 21.46, which is 7 points or 50% higher than it was on average, about 14.65, over the previous 20, 30 years. Today, as of the close of business today, the S&P P&E ratio was 26.48. The same time last year, it was 22.18. So we're just constantly pumping up and pumping up and pumping up this balloon, and everybody's got this irrational exuberance saying, well, it's the Trump rally. It's the Trump rally is going to change all these rules. No, it's called the Federal Reserve. It's called the central banks around the world. It's all pumping up and buying stocks. Many of the central banks now have the authority, especially in Europe, to buy stocks. So then you have Japan buying big bulk of our stocks. Then you have our central bank doing it. We have trillions of dollars in slush funds that they put into place after the economic meltdown in 2008. So they can pump this up all day long. But it doesn't change the fact that the financials and everything else don't match the number. So whenever you get this skewed way out of proportion, something's going to have to give and something's going to pop. And then you leverage that, or you look at that, and again, my intelligence background doesn't just take me one vector or two vectors. I take dozens of vectors, and then all of being stories, and you build a cross-section to get down to a bullseye. And now you have all these countries that are buying the debt, or have been, stepping out of the treasury market. They don't want to get into this $13 trillion deal. They're trying to get out of it, and so they're all threatening to sell. Japan has sold a bunch. China sold a bunch. Russia sold a bunch. So our debt is getting bought by our own central banks. So you're just creating this fiat circle, and you can't keep pumping up a balloon and going bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, it's going to pop, and when that pop, that's going to get all over everybody. So let's put it in context of this dam in California. I used to be in the insurance industry as a business analyst for Hartford Insurance for 11 years. I did a lot of numbers. I did forecasting on premiums, forecasting on losses in claims. I worked with Hurricane Andrew back in the day, setting up IT stuff for them. So let's put this in perspective. If that dam breaks and it washes all the way down to Sacramento and a million people get displaced, those are homes valued in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. All those insurance claims based on that flooding, which is an act that potentially could be declined because it can be considered an act of God. But let's say that they choose to pay those claims or forced to. Those trillions and trillions of dollars that the insurance companies would have to pay out have to come from somewhere. So you can see insurance companies going bankrupt, so everybody's not going to get paid and those houses don't get rebuilt. And if they do get paid, they have to liquidate all of their assets that are in the market. Trillions of dollars in the market. So what does that do to the stock market? Boom, it wipes it out. So not only will we have a human disaster if this thing happens in California, we're going to have an economic disaster the size we've never seen before, because you can't take that much money out of the system to pay claims to everybody else. The government's going to have to step in. We may have to have, who knows, a whole other work program for all the unemployed to rebuild houses in California. And this is not hyperbole here. This is the true fact. When I worked and paid claims with Hartford, we had what called a catastrophe, and you had to liquidate all kinds of positions in the market and cashed in, called in bonds, called in all kinds of things to raise cash in order to pay those claims. So when you get your car bumper fixed from a fender bender, that money has to come from somewhere. But that's not the size of what we're talking about. It could wipe out the entire insurance industry. I can tell you to a T that the folks in Hartford, all the insurance companies in Hartford, in the Midwest, Farmers, State Farm, all those are looking at that with great worry, and I'm sure their positions to sell are already ready, are already queued up in the event of that thing breaking. So this
is that shared risk, or not shared risk, but reinsurance? Is that what it's called when you've got one insurance company spreading the risk over multiple companies? But
they have reinsurance over some large risks. I mean, individual risk, you'll go to reinsurance. But at a certain point, a catastrophe, they may have some reinsurance over $5 million, $10 million, billion dollars or whatever. But then that goes and causes a contagion across Europe. So let's say you have Lloyd's of London or these other reinsurers. That brings down the European market. So the entire world economy could collapse just because of this dam breaking. Because anybody that lives in California, even in that area, knows exactly how much those houses cost. Anybody that's ever visited there gets sticker shock on how much those houses cost. And to rebuild them and all that market, the market cap is just, it's staggering. So if the market goes south, who's going to be left holding the bag? Who's going to be left standing and doing well? Are those that have hard assets, not the ones on the ground underwater in California, but those who have hard metals. They have food, they have water, they have things that are going to keep them alive. It's subsistence living. So you just think about that. If you don't have water right now in California, and let's say even not even in the effective area, it could still hit you. If you don't have 3 weeks of food or 4 weeks of food in your house, you need to get some more. So all of these things, you need to get prepared, and it's not just because of the world is unraveling, which it is. But more so, this if this thing passes by, and hopefully our prayers are answered, and God graces us again, and this dam does not fail, and we live to carry on, that'll be a wonderful thing, and all prayers go out for that. Let's hope so. But if it doesn't, then everybody needs to be prepared for what's going to be coming ahead. So I just would like to take a break there for a second, Steve. Anything that I missed, Steve? I'm thinking this is pretty strong.
Sure, and I want to deal with Doug's. Yeah, Doug, your question is they also have cross-collateralized holdings. I'll run through some of the biggest insurers in the world, and these will be familiar to you, Ross. AXA or AXA, 102 million customers, 56 countries. Zurich Insurance Group, China Life Insurance Group, Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's outfit, Prudential, PLC, United Health Group, Munich Re. Now, I would recommend that people pay attention to Munich Re. Some people pronounce it Munich Re, because they're the ones that basically do the yearly forecast of how much damage is going to be probably presented to the insurance underwriters around the world. And so when you're dealing with a $1 trillion issue and you've got assets of 509 billion pounds, let's say about $700 billion, what people only look at is the initial claim. And the initial claim has what I would say cascading multiple demands on a single asset. I'll give you a good example. We're dealing right now with what's obviously going on in California, the potential claims in the Sacramento Valley, all of the different people that are in harm's way. Yet there's very few people talking about the amount of damage that was done in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and the whole Tennessee forest fires. And there's very few people talking about the actual costs of Fukushima in the loss of not only fishing and not only, quote, the sporting revenue, but the sheer loss of marine mammals. Now, Doug, I want to share this about Fukushima. I started screaming like others, and the greatest cover-up in history and the greatest cover-over in mass death and a truly horrific series of events is taking place in Fukushima. When I got my start, real quick, one-minute story, in the whole survival preparedness business, it was based around nuclear weapons, nuclear protection, i.e. the different areas of civil defense, national defense, and basically what civil defense actually becomes a very important function of your War Department. China and Russia built on that foundation, as well as Switzerland, Sweden, some other countries in Europe. But to a large extent, the United States has zero, nada, niet, nothing, and in civil defense. So what I'm really puzzled by is this. I have yet to see anybody take the calamities that are happening, and floods, for the record, Russ would tell you this too, floods take the greatest toll on insurance companies for damage, I mean actual cash damage. Now, there are exceptions rarely, but there are rare exceptions, but how would you calculate the loss of global farming for a year? Well, you know, I can do what I call quick and the light, or, you know, I used to call it quick and dirty. I changed it to quick and the light. You can go and see what the 56 or 106, whatever amount of countries you want to do, their gross agricultural revenue and their net exports. Following with me, Doug? Joe? Ross, of course, you're following.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can basically see, you can project in there a 25% decrease, a 50% decrease, 75%, or 100%. And the 100% did happen in history, you know, after Mount Tambora went off in Indonesia, and it was 1816, I think, that there was just no summer. So the growing season's affected. Now, And those of you who are computer geniuses, do the math and for me, please, and send me the results. I really will appreciate it. The bottom line is, and you'll be helping everybody, if you grasp the amount of infrastructure necessary just to repair the communities in the United States that are drinking, basically, and I'll call it, I'm sorry if this offends everybody, then wake up. There are a lot of people that need to get slapped in the face, but the literal urine pour, I'll change it from the P word, urine pour conditions of the water where physical human urine and animal urine is more sterile than the water they're drinking in countries around, cities and municipalities around the country. Now, again, people don't get it. When you're dealing with a flood, water's the last thing you're worried about having to concern yourself with as far as drinking. But drinking water is one of the biggest, if you will, the lack of drinking water or potable water outside of filtration, etc., becomes problematic. And so now we're dealing with a potential of 200,000 people. Now, I did get an email from a gentleman in Sacramento claiming that, you know, the rains have stopped temporarily and they're working like mad, but that Sacramento at this point, I just got this 10 minutes ago, is not in danger of immediate evacuation. So that's from somebody who lives there, okay? But what we're trying to get across to everybody tonight is this is the lateness of the hour. You have a literal attempt of overthrowing the presidency of the United States. You have got many, many military people that know where all the goodies are that basically have been either compromised or bought off. Does anybody even worry that the former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Brennan, was a Muslim? Does anybody even worry that DHS, during all those years of the Obama terrorism presence in the United States, had access to everybody's records, whether you're in the military and the civilian population? So, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which will be the first to go when the order is given to them to start taking out people? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have lieutenant commanders, I have colonels, I have individual one-star generals, and others. They're saying, Steve, help the people to understand what is at stake. So, Doug, I'm telling you this. When Office of Personnel Management lost 20 million names, they didn't lose them. Guess who's watched that happened on? And
Steve,
so
hold
you don't
thought.
Have to go for a far stretch to figure out.
We're up against the break, folks. You're listening to Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Ross Powell from Survival 401k. We're talking about a number of important current issues from the...
Steve's right, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to continue to pick up right where we left off on the other side. You're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on this Monday edition. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden.
exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Hagman and Hagman Report, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Ross Powell from survival401k.com. Oh, you guys always say the market's going to crash, things are going to get bad. Well, it's even truer now, isn't it? That's right. I said, isn't it? That's my English. All right. Precious metals, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. The only place to trust, in my view, if you're going to order precious metals, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And you know what? If I had money to invest, I know you do, I would want to manage it myself. Alternative investments, concierge services, alternative investments including precious metals, real estate, private equity loans, or private equity, private loans, etc. Survival 401k, that's Ross Powell's business. What a great duo. Talking about a lot of things. Steve Quayle, we left off with Steve saying, you know, under whose watch did all of this sedition occur? Steve, pick it up.
Well, again, 'tis a season for treason, was that way. But all these, and when I use the word bastards, I'm going to define it so you people think that, you know, that's an offensive word, yet murdering babies and eating Christians is not offensive. The word bastard is what God literally calls the fallen angel offspring. And these are the people that are the rulers of this present darkness that are behind everything. And so as we're headed into the most giant spiritual, if you will, morass of evil, these bastards, and I'm talking about those who are in places of authority, are doing their best to bring down the United States. And look, I'm not the U.S. is perfect. I'm just saying this, that God gave us a reprieve, and during this reprieve, he is asking us right now, what are we going to do with what he gave us? So I want to jump to a subject. Having been in the prepping business for now, you know, off and on, I don't know how long, 35 years, and forgive me, Doug, I don't mean to sound, but can I tell you something? It's the majority of my adult life, so I'll just leave it at that. One of the things that is obviously unnerving to many listeners of yours, obviously many viewers of yours, many of my emailers, many of Ross's customers that are looking to get out of their 401ks or IRAs and into their own self-controlled vehicle in which they can take control of their own funds, invest as they see fit, and be able to contact. But the other thing, the number one thing that I get asked day in, day out, and you can bet with what's going on in Oroville. By the way, Oroville means city of gold. And one of our listeners just sent us an email saying, do you think the dam breaking in Oroville, is the dam breaking in Oroville a prophetic sign of the price control in gold breaking? I don't know if you've ever heard that, Ross. I never put that together until this listener sent it to me, and I'd use his name, but I don't have, you know, permission to use it. So the most important thing right now that I'm getting asked, and I'm sure you can ditto this, is that where do I go? Look, I don't have, I'm not a billionaire, I'm not a millionaire. I can maybe, you know, sell my house, get some equity, but people want two things. They want a safer place than they currently exist, and they want a place with like-minded believers. Now, I'm going to ask Ross. Now, I want to make this clear. I have no financial interest in what I'm going to say. MyOzarkHomestead.com. I talked to the owner and the founder of that. I talked to Ross. I said, Ross, here is what I want to know. And Ross now is associated. And thank God they gave it over to somebody who understands the many complexities of this, because you can't. I'll tell you one thing. Any group that gets together on the basis of a common threat without being drawn together and having the whole greater, the concern for everyone greater than the self-concern is going to fail. So when Ross says, Steve, let me tell you about this deal. It's called MyOzarkHomestead.com. Now, I want you to share, Ross, with the people of what they've done there and what you're doing to try and help along the way, because there's no place I know of in the country where for an amazingly, and I mean an amazing low price, you've been there, you know this for real. Share everything you feel like you want to share about MyOzarkHomestead.com, because you know what, brother? You are saving me answering too many emails, and I'm not going to do it. I cannot answer every email. They all start out like this. I know you're very busy and your time is important, but, and I'm not making fun of anybody. Please, ladies and gentlemen, listen to Doug's show. Listen to all the guests. Make a list. Get a notebook and start doing this stuff. Share about MyOzarkHomestead.com, Ross Powell, if you would, because I have never seen, and I've been in this. I used to be around people that built $1 million bunkers. I built probably two or three of them. I didn't build them. I had them built for me, and I do not currently have one, for the record, over the years. And the deal is that the average guy, just for a family of four, if he does it right with everything, you're looking at easily $50,000 in the best case scenario, depending on your concrete thickness, depending on your air filtration, depending on your blast over valves. These are over pressure valves, depending on what form of radiation monitor and detecting equipment you're using. Obviously, if you're outside is hot, you want to be inside with a remote. So please, just take it, Ross. This is important because people, I don't know how many total units they have available, but I can tell you this. You may find that this is a very affordable alternative, and it never hurts to have a backup plan. Go ahead, Ross. I'll just be quiet and let you go for it.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Steve. Thank you. And I got involved in this from one of my clients who was a 401k customer. He called me and told me all about it. I had to go see for it myself, and I went out to Missouri, and it's in the Ozarks in Crawford County, Missouri. Those of you may know where that area is. It's about 2 hours north of Branson and about 90 minutes from St. Louis, so we're in between, but it's in the middle of what I would call it the water capital of the world. There's springs sprouting everywhere, and it's where the Ozark of water comes from. But I went out there, and I saw what Jeff was doing, and I just came back from Friday. I spent another 3 days there. They hired me to be their, I guess, hired gun to be their CEO, to take over the reins and make it business-like and get them, because there's such an overwhelming response that they need somebody to organize it and get them moving. There's about 80 spots on this particular property of 200 acres, and each person can get into a home with a lot, with 90 by 90, like you have in the suburbs, a cabin ranging from 16 by 24, which is about 384 square feet, all the way up to 48 by 48. But generally speaking, the largest we try to go to is 24 by 40. But you can get into this for the less than the price of a new Ford SUV. Under $50,000, you get a bunker, you get a lot, you get a cabin with electricity, indoor plumbing, sewage, water, you can get internet, you can get television, you can get cable, you can get anything, everything you have, but except you're going to be in a self-sustaining farm. There will be aquaponics. There'll be, you know, ground, having crops on the ground, but also greenhouses for the winter, livestock, hogs, chickens, goats, things of that nature. But a bunker underground, this first one's going to hold 48 people, but it's going to have an air system that's going to be pushing 1,000 cubic feet per minute. And I talked to Steve about that, and he said, that's what you need. So you're going to have all the things that you're going to need in order to be underground. But the difference between this place, my Ozark Homestead, and all those really high expensive ones that are in missile silos, once the roof comes off again and you're out and you can be out, those people have no way to raise any food. They have nothing. We have a complete farm that will get you there, and like-minded people that all have to be approved with criminal background checks. Most all will be Christians. They're all like-minded people. And so you all have to go through a process to get it to be allowed to come on board. And there's like 80 plots left. Well, there's like probably less than, there's probably 60 plots left, even including the second phase. And we're looking at expanding to another 550 acres because the response has been so great. So I can't tell you, because this is taking a lot of my time within my business before 401k. So it's huge. So I've been out there. I've seen they're building the lake with lakefront properties. They're digging the bunker. The roads are in. There's cabins being up. Six more buildings are starting this week. So So, and we have a litany of people still standing in line trying to get there. So our phones are ringing off the hook. There's a phone number on Steve's site, but I would recommend that you actually go to the website and hit the contact page, because you're going to get in line, because there's so many people calling that if you're interested in doing something like this, you need to get there. And Steve, you're right. The question that people ask, where can I go in the event of a catastrophe? How am I going to get to where I'm going? I bought 20 acres, and how am I going to man that? If you have 168 hours of time every week, if you have 20 acres by yourself with you and your wife and three kids, how can you protect that? You can't. And how are you going to find a doctor? How are you going to get a dentist? How are you going to get a school teacher? All those things are going to be are all part of the home. My Ozark homestead. We have ex-cops, ex-New York detectives, military people. I have a surgeon. I have an anesthesiologist, two of them, a nurse practitioner, school teachers. I've got this interview that's name is Tim, who's the sewage treatment guy that's been around big cities that could actually maybe coming on board as well. So we have, God is bringing, when I always talk about mustering the remnant, God is always bringing a bunch of people from all over the country. They're not just from Missouri, they're from Ohio and New York and Virginia, two from Florida already. We have people from, three from California, two from Texas, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana. I mean, all these people are coming around from all these different walks of life, and from every rank and file of the economic strata are coming in here, and God is moving them and petition. You would see the emails I get of people saying, I've been looking for this as an answer to prayer. I've been called to do this. Well, how do I get there? So it's just amazing how God is moving on this, and the fact that he just kind of pushed me and they hired me to do this, I'm just dumbfounded, because it's bigger than all of us. I mean, the founder feels like Moses, and I feel like Aaron someday. It's craziness on how these things are working, but God, sometimes when he moves in big ways, and the Spirit is moving in the Ozarks. So
I think
phenomenal.
It's fair to say, yeah, let me interrupt you. Ladies and gentlemen, when I put the banner up on my site, I wanted to know how much interest there was, okay? And I believe that I called Ross, within a week, however many days, it was less than a week, and you told me you had 1,789 responses. Is that correct?
Well, our hits on our website went up tripled, quadrupled in less than 3 days.
Right, so, that was the time frame. Now, why am I saying this? Okay, hey, when I first went in the survival business, I'm not telling old guy stories, I'm just giving the bottom line. I love the bottom line, we'll work backwards. There is no place I know that provides underground facilities, what you guys are providing for everyone. I mean, it's basically a community, a place to live, all of the specialists. When you got a surgeon, anesthesiologist, licensed practical nurses, RNs, when you've got the caliber of people, and I won't let I'll let a little bit of the cat out of the bag. You know, my position is, what do you want to put cats in a bag for? Tell everybody the up front, you know, and let them decide. But there are some incredibly gifted and brilliant men of, how do I say this, scientific renown. Because, listen, no man is an island unto himself, you know. The Bible says if we walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship one with another, then the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sins. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't mean the blood of Jesus needs fellowship, but you need fellowship. I need fellowship. And the number one, I would say this, malady that's attacking Christians that respond to me on my email is loneliness and isolation. Now, I'm not talking about isolation. They all live in the outback of Australia, though I got emails from those guys that come into town once a week and email me. But the point is that isolation, people who love the Lord with all their heart want to be around with other people, so there is community. By the way, God is our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be his name. He wants his family back. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to bring his family back. And as one native, listen, here's a true story, and this will illustrate this. A native, a former cannibal headhunter, was won to Jesus by the simple presentation of the gospel that God is the Father of all, and he wants his family back. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, you know, from one day or another, unless Ross tells me how many our units are available, but here's the deal. There is no place. I would challenge anybody with the price slice of concrete unless you're a do-it-yourselfer and all your labor can be done, and then to have the time to do it, to concentrate, because a good safe air system minimum is going to cost you $5,000. When you're dealing with large shelter capacity, obviously there are ways to build stuff so you have to pay the commercial prices, but the LUWA, L-U-W-A, filter systems are world-renowned, but those things for a shelter of 100 people cost about $100,000. So, you know, you can usually figure $1,000 to $1,500 per person, per shelter, for air filtration and exchange. So, you know, Ross, again, I think people should really understand that. Now, I want you to, if you will, go into detail, too, in the closing 15 minutes of clearoutmyozarkhomestead.com, and let's tell people what's going on. How can the market sustain themselves? I'm asking about the gold and silver and the precious metals complex being so manipulated for so long that I get people saying, Steve, you post all these stories on your website from all these billionaires and they're even wrong. Well, I gotta tell you something. No matter how many billions you have, the people that print money can make even more billions than you have. So, Ross, will you just go ahead and clear out myozarkhomestead.com and then say whatever you want to say, give out whatever contact information, but because we've only got 15 minutes left, brother, this is talking about truth at the speed of light, what people can do to look out for what's going on, because the market's going to crash. You're going to blame it on Trunch. That's Trump and Crunch, and they're going to do everything they can to lay everything off on him that's already been put in place by all the communists inside our government and outside the government, and now the ones in the streets are being told to basically go out and kill Whitey. That's actually on an article on my site, and to kill Trump fans. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've been in the preparedness business a long time. I used to be in the sporting goods business, guns, ammo, indoor shooting ranges, and so when I get information from ammo manufacturers and distributors that they are absolutely distributing, meaning they are selling truckloads to, listen to this, left-wing organizations, and you know, if their money is good, I guess they got to take it, but the point is, hey, Ross, what you and I talked about earlier, hey, now the left-wing gets it because they're going to originate it, and everybody who is a prepper for the right reason seems to, like, go to sleep. So you want to address that and then say whatever you want to say about myozarkhomestead.com?
Sure. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I started at the start of the show, I talked about they're creating fight clubs and for the left, and they're teaching how to fight. They're learning how to shoot. They're preparing what they call the Trumpocalypse, and they're getting ready to, they're planning on an armed takeover, because like I said before, they're not going to stop until you stop them. And I'm all big into stopping them in the legal way. I hope to God it never comes to a civil war, but that's what they're looking for. And you have the leftists and you have treasonous people inside our State Department, and most recently, the Muslim Brotherhood spies who were inside the State Department, people that were technology guys that had access to all the secret data of the foreign service and also these various these special operations. And that last one that failed in Yemen, or it actually succeeded at a certain level. But if you talk to the people that were actually in there, they were ready for them, waiting for them. And the folks that actually had the data that were actually Muslim Brotherhood dupes that were inside our IT groups of that special committee inside the Senate. So they knew what's exactly going on. Those people have been fired. Tillerson's come through and laid waste to the entire State Department. He's whacking all kinds of folks that are left-leaning, and they're actually causing their way with sedition, as well as being useful idiots. So all of that's coming, and it gets to the bottom line here, and is that, do you feel safe where you are? Do you think things are going or getting better? Do you think the government is running better? Do you think your neighborhood is better? Or is the job market better? Or you have more money in your savings account? Are your credit cards lower? Has anything changed since November 8th? And I would be glad to have an email to tell me, yes, sure it has. That's great. I would love to hear from you, because that would be a great thing. But most people I talk to, it's not that way. So if you are constantly worrying about what your neighbor said, I take my dogs for a walk and I see, and I hear in ticks, I see Hillary signs in the yards and people are still raising hell about it. You can't talk about it in the grocery store. People raising hell with it, giving you dirty looks. Somebody actually, one kid, and this is a true story, 2 weeks ago, I was sitting in a restaurant talking with my wife over just having some lunch, and some kid comes up and says, I heard what you're talking about, would you just please, why don't your generation just die off? And I told him, I looked at him and said, well, I'll go today. If you want me to, if you don't mind, I'll take you with me. And then they backed off and thought I was crazy and all that. But it was just being smug about it. But I just believe that the audacity of somebody come up and say, why don't you just die so that we don't have to deal with your opinion any longer? So the freedom of
speech. I admire your extreme self-control, and I'm glad you didn't offer him the alternative and saying you first and send him to his great reward. I do admire you for doing that, but I thought it was a classic answer to a total ass.
Right. I mean, I have a concealed carry one, and I was carrying that day. I took every action not to feel threatened and brandish it, but then I didn't want to go to jail. But I said, I'll go today if you don't mind me taking me with you. And he just, the look on his face was like, I can't believe you said that. That's totally rude. Like he wasn't rude to me. So anyway, I'm sure others out there have probably witnessed that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, and I'll close out with, and we're getting close, my Ozark homestead is a place where Christians can come and be a remnant community. There's about 60 lots left, probably 200-300 people total are going to be there. Sustainable farming, a bunker below ground, plenty of all the water you can drink. And right now you will have, but while the grid is still up, you'll have every comfort that you have in the city. The only difference is you're going to live in a smaller house, you're going to live a more simple life. You will try not to be on the internet all the time, get out there and know your friends, get off of social media, get in there and meet people and make friendships, because the time is going to be coming where you're going to need to know who is sitting next to you. There are no atheists in foxholes, that's an old saying, but there are no strangers in battle either. Either you trust that person next to you, it's not going to stab you in the back like folks in our government are doing, and our ex-president is actually stabbing America in the back, Trump in the back. So we are ripe for revolution. And if you're not safe where you are today, then if you can't come to the Ozarks and you can't get there or you can't afford it, you need to find a MAG, a mutual assistance group. You need to find people like-minded and find people that have the skills that you need. Medical, dental, whole health, essential oils, natural remedies. All of those things you're going to need to survive, because if the grid goes down, and it will during this period, because if we go into, if we start to get full-scale battle and they fire their first shot and people start getting killed when they're already shooting cops, and you have that thin blue line still holding us all apart. But if that thin blue line fails, and God bless them that are doing that job, but if that fails, it's going to be anarchy, and the government's going to have a hell of a time bringing everything back to order. So commerce will stop, jobs will be lost, trucks will stop running, food will be short, so you need to make sure you have food, water, weapons, ammo, a place to go, or a group of people to band together that can help each other. Because if you live in a gated community, that's not going to help you. So you need to make sure you know your neighbors, and many people don't even know their neighbors. They wave at them when they drive their car into the garage. Get out and know people. Do a little intel gathering. Find out what people are doing in your neighborhood, who you're going to be dealing with. Are you a red dot in a blue zone? Because if you are, you may be up in deep trouble, and you may need to find a way to get out and find people that you're more like-minded. So my Ozark homestead is a great place to come. If you want to contact us, you can reach us on our website, myozarkhomestead.com. And one thing my customers already know, you can use your 401k money either to use it as an investment property. It's not that far from Branson, so you could use it as a potential to rent it out and have people go and live on a sustainable farm. You could have ecotourism. There's all kinds of trees and animals, and there'll be a lake with fishing and all this kind of stuff. Or at the same time, or you could use it as a place to go, take a loan against your 401k and buy this property. And you can use it as a full-time residence or as a weekend retreat, whatever you want to do, but you can protect you and yours and be amongst a bunch of people that are all professionals. In fact, to your point, Steve, earlier, we have a rocket scientist, what I call him a rocket scientist, his name is TJ, and he's coming on board with us, and he works for NASA. He's built some of the biggest things for NASA in the rockets. We have a real rocket scientist, Jet Propulsion Lab, all of those things. We have really bright people coming. God is moving his remnant in a big way, and it's starting in the Ozarks. And so I would recommend people check us out, make a phone call. We'll schedule some time to talk to our sales staff to make sure this is a good fit for you. Then we can have an application put in and then run your background check. Then you have to come on to the property and take a look around and see if this is where you want to be. So once this fills up, we're moving to another location in the Ozarks first, but I've had interest in Tennessee, in Wisconsin, in Texas. So we may be coming to a town near you, but right now we're working on our prototype, and it's going to be the flagship going forward. So there's just a lot of stuff going on, Steve. I don't know where to start anymore because I wake up every morning. I check my tablet when I first wake up, thinking, "What did the world end today?" Because I'm expecting every morning for something, either something happened to the president, something happened to one of his cabinet members, or war. And because there's pushing for war with Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. There's hawks trying to push war again. And this time, it's not going to be just men going. It's going to be men. Your sons and daughters are going to go to fight a war that we don't need to fight. So
right, you can't do that with a, yeah, hey Ross, you were in the military, you can't do that with only 35% of your airborne assets able to fly. No ammo yet, you know, remember when DHS had all their billions to buy billions of rounds of ammunition and weapon and everything? Ladies and gentlemen, that was always for an internal civil war force that would be brought in ahead of time, i.e., unvetted immigration and released to, the arms will be released to them. It's all being orchestrated from a few blocks away from the White House. And I want to say this, okay? Lord, help me to say it right, and I'm serious. What you think isn't coming your way will show up on your porch when you're not prepared for it. And I think this is really a critical time to consider this. Also, I want to make a statement. I've been in the food preparedness business off and on for, you know, since I've been in the survival business. And if 1,000 people, and for the record, it is slow, it is dead. It's like everybody turned off the prep movement. Guess who's buying the food now? You got it, you know? Those who exemplify revolution and Che Guevara and the whole crew. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pray about this. And by the way, on my site, they're back in stock, are the Air Escape Bucket Lids. For those of you that don't know what a cache is, some people pronounce it cache. When you're putting stuff in plexiglass tubes and burying it, whether it's rifles, ammunition, food, whatever, one of the problems you encounter is rust, because you can't, unless you put in desiccating gel, take the water out of the stuff you store. Well, Airscape bucket lids, and they're on my website in the middle banner right above the hot headlines, are available once again. Fascinating. Basically, imagine a gasket on a handle, and you basically can push the gasketed bucket lid down and displace all the oxygen, and if you put clothes and ammunition and everything, it's the perfect thing. They're like $20 for the lids. They're a neat deal. In my opinion, they're one of the neatest survival items I've ever seen. So they're called the Airscape, A-I-R-S-C-A-P-E lid. And for those of you that are thinking, you know what, I want to just waterproof a whole lot of stuff. I want to make sure that, you know, if my, whatever, wherever I live, if it floods, I can put my most valuable stuff in a 3 to 7 gallon bucket and put a lid on it. Now, there's one time you want to put a lid on it. So please, absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, take a look at it. And Doug, thank you. Joe, thank you. Brother. This situation, the Ozarks, will not stay open long. That's not a sales pitch. 1,789 people hit those guys from my site in 3 days. And I can tell you that the numbers are increasing.
Yep. It's all about options, and there it is. Ross Powell, Survival
401. Yep, thank you, Doug.
God bless you, Steve Quayle. Thank you. God bless you both. Again, go to stevequayle.com, click on the link to the Ozarks. It's all about options. We got pages upon pages upon pages of people wanting options. There you have it. And right back, sir, right where you're at. Coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress? Some of the bigger companies out there, would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can, it's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link. and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com.